of the game in general, I thought the second half of the normal time, I thought we played well. Obviously, had numerous chances to put the game beyond doubt. Probably more chances than we've had in any other game at home since I've been here. And really, we've thrown it away. Terrible defending for the equaliser. The ball's travelled, I don't know, 70, 80 yards, and we haven't dealt with it. But in cup competitions, you have to think sometimes that it's just not meant to be. And obviously tonight, it's one of those occasions. And I've been in football a long time. You get nights where it's very disappointing, but you've got to move on. You've got to try and lift the players. You've got to go again. It's an awful way to go out, penalties. But that's what the competition is. In cup competition, somebody misses a penalty and you go out, and you've just got to pick yourself up and get on with it. So I'm not going to, you can't dwell on it. There's many things that you could analyse during the game, but the top and bottom of it is we had enough chances to win the game. Should have won the game, but we haven't.
Has that basically been your message to the players? You could spend all night going over things, but you've got to move on and focus on the remainder of the league season, which could still be very positive for you.
Well, because we know we've got a difficult game on Saturday, and coming after the disappointment, you know that it could affect you, but you can't let it affect you. You've got to get on with it. There's lots to play for, lots more games. You have to try and use nights like this as experience. There's players, there are a lot of players came out with a lot of, a lot of good things about tonight. Some people did really well, showed a lot of character, and it's just, I'm disappointed for the players. I mean, it's not, like I've said, it's not about me. I'd like some of the players who've not probably played at Wembley, at least to have a chance of getting there. I'm not saying that they're definitely going to win the semi-final, but I'd like some of them to gone all the way. It would have been really good for them, but it's not to be. You've got to move on. There was a lot of aspects in that second half that pleased me, the way we created chances. Also, Josh Gillies not had a lot of football, a couple of goals tonight. I thought CJ as well showed a lot of character as well. He played well and he took the first penalty, which showed a lot of character. So there was a lot of pluses. Two centre-halves lasted the whole 120 minutes. Didn't put a foot wrong in the second period. Well, in the second half. And it was unfortunate that we conceded that goal. Paddy McLaughlin, I thought, was excellent as well in the midfield. So there was a lot of good points, but it is disappointing. It's irrelevant that it's Halifax, which is my former club. I would have been disappointed to lose to anyone after dominating the game and losing on penalties. So it is difficult at this moment because I'm very disappointed, but my job is to try and then lift the players and get them going again for Saturday.
Gus Mafusa went off early on after getting a whack on the head by the ball. How is he? Is it concussion?
Well, obviously we have a different times have changed. If it was in my day, he would have stayed on. And to be fair to Gus, he wanted to stay on, but the advice I was given was that he had to come off. So I'm not going to argue with a medical opinion, but he didn't want to come off, and like I say, in my day, he would have played on. Whether that's correct or not, maybe it was wrong in our day that we had to stay on when we had concussion. Maybe it is better that you have to come off. So he came off, but you can't argue that although he was doing okay, you can't argue that that's the reason that we've lost on penalties, because the chances we've had in that second half, we should have won.